What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've been waiting all day. I don't know why. For some reason, I'm like unevenly excited to hear a Cinco de Fava from Sean Morris. I don't know why. I guess I had a dream about it last night.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Dream about anything normal, dude?
Nah, I had a weird night last night. I fell asleep in my kid's bed. He had wrestling on, like old wrestling, like 80s wrestling. And so I just had weird dreams, and one of which was, wow, I'm really excited to hear Sean Morash's Thursday, August 7th, Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. All right, today we got the word from Aaron Glenn, because he said so, that the starters are going to play here in the preseason. So this is less about the 1 week of the preseason, but more about the culmination of the three games in the preseason. The five things I want to see out of the Jets by the end of the preseason. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
I want to have faith in anyone not named Sauce Gardner and Michael Carter in that cornerback room, because I have major questions since DJ Reed left.
That's a good one.
Well, I mean, DJ is a tough hole, but think about their draft. They've got a corner that they've been watching in camp that looks very, very good.
Okay.
Have you been keeping an eye on this guy? I can't pronounce his name, which I have to do once the season starts.
Yeah, we're going to have to get used to this.
Especially if he's... But it's... We call him AZ.
Because Azariah
it's
Thomas?
Is it Azariah Thomas?
Azariah.
But AZ, who is the third-round pick out of Florida State, mm-hmm. is wowing people in camp, and there's a lot of hope for him. So that could be the answer to that question. Hopefully. Now, I haven't seen it because it's training camp practices, but AZ, and that's probably where we got to settle. We just call him AZ.
Yeah, I think it's the easiest, safest thing until we hear
I believe
him.
It's Azariah.
Azariah?
Azariah.
Even though it's spelled as whatever.
A-Z word.
Don't get crazy about the spelling. I love it because it's got an apostrophe in it. Anytime you got an apostrophe in your name, badass.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
How about a threat outside of Garrett Wilson to actually emerge in this passing game?
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know who I think the threats are going to be in the passing game? Some of the running backs.
100%.
Yeah.
Especially Breece Hall.
Yep.
Yeah. Hopefully Breece Hall catches the way he tweets. Okay, here we go.
Number three.
Yeah, he tweeted today. I don't know what it means. Wasn't it like time will tell?
Time will tell.
I think it was about his contract
or
how long he's going to be there.
Is that what you thought it was?
I mean, what else would it be?
I thought it was about Karrion Kross. He wants to know if the WWE is going to re-sign him or not. I'm sorry. That's how I took it.
Really?
MetLife Stadium.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I thought it was about the Mets hitting with runners in scoring position.
You think it's about his contract? Well, let me say
what else would it be?
Okay. Well,
because this is his fourth year, right?
Yeah, he's about to be a free agent.
And so they don't have a fifth-year option
Here's what I'll say to Breece Hall, who I like, and you like him too. We had a picture here in the studio somewhere.
He's my favorite Jet player.
Of you wearing a Breece Hall jersey with Breece saying, to Tiki, your favorite player, Breece Hall. I love Breece Hall. Go out and have a big year, and we'll talk about contract.
I can't read his signature. Like, because he's got to get better at that.
Yeah, he does. Like, go out and have a big year, and I'll be saying on the radio, pay the man.
Yep.
But I don't feel an urgency to pay Breece Hall right now. And for anyone who brings up Sauce Gardner, I'm sorry. Sauce Gardner's done a hell of a lot more to begin his NFL career than Breece Hall has. So I like Breece. I still believe in Breece. But I am not interested in paying him until he earns it.
Well, Kyren Williams getting paid, I think, is now.
That's fine. Am I Kyren Williams' agent?
Nope.
Am I a Kyren Williams fan, unless I draft him in fantasy? No. I'm talking about Breece Hall. I'm giving you my opinion on Breece Hall, and I'm speaking to Breece.
Right.
Peacefully, because yeah. I like him.
They drafted the kid from Georgia, Arian Smith, who's more of a track star right now than a football player, but eventually he could be someone. He's a threat. He can take the top off.
They're deep there. Here we go.
Number two.
No, this is number three. I never got to number three.
Number three.
Sorry. Membu to not look like Evan Neal as a rookie here in these first three games.
Wow, well, what are you projecting negativity on us?
Because for? I think we just assume, and I thought it was the right pick by the Jets. Oh, look at Fashanu.
Right.
You know, I've seen this work the other way. You don't want the tackle to be
crapping all over the Jets with this list. Well, that's all you're doing.
How am I? First of all, tomorrow's...
You compared a guy who hasn't played a game yet in the NFL to Evan Neal.
Is he penciled in as a starter?
I think he's got a great chance to start. Yeah.
I mean, is he? I don't know because we're not following Jet Camp like we are Giant Camp because they obviously don't talk about it as much as Giant Camp. But is he the starter?
Yes. Also,
so why would you mention Evan Neal on a list about the Jets?
Did I say that I think he's going to be Evan Neal, or say I want to make sure he doesn't look like Evan Neal?
This whole list has been a troll. Keep going.
What? All right, you suck sometimes. Here we go.
Number two.
Justin Fields, common concerns that he can't throw a football, because that has been the biggest reports out of the Jet camp.
Are you listening to this?
Yeah, that would sound like a troll.
I'm just telling you, these are the things you want to see the Jets solve.
Let's get to number one. Aaron Glenn knows how to call a timeout.
Number one.
I think this is super, super important for a Jets team that we expect their winning formula to be close games. Having trust and conviction in a freaking kicker.
Oh, and a kicker.
By the end of this preseason.
We got Nick Folk back.
That is not the sexy thing to say, but it might be the most important thing for a Jet team.
No,
like
it cost them games last year. I mean, you're right about that. I don't disagree with that.
No missed kicks this preseason, and that's your Cinco de Five.
It's not even no missed kicks, though it kind of is. You just want to go into the season feeling some reliability. So, I get that. But the list was mostly just a Giant.
You're getting the Giants version of Moore. It's not going to be all roses.
I mean, he basically came out and said, Armon Membu is Evan Neal.
No, I didn't.
I didn't like that.
I said I want to make sure
he
doesn't.
Not.
He hopes he's not. What kind of comment is that? I hope he's
the
not.
The whole list is predicated on looking for things not to be negative. It's five things I want to see out of the Jets in a preseason. By the way, I want to see. I didn't say I want to see him look like Evan Neal. That would be a troll.
I think in a weird way, as much as you wanted the Jets to fail the last 2 years because of Rodgers, I think you want them to fail even more now.
No, disagree.
Because... I'll give you my reasoning, because Giants may not be good either. We don't know. And it would really bother you to see the Jets immediately reset and surpass the Giants. It would bother you. Tiki wouldn't care. He'd respect it. It would piss you off. It'd bother you.
Piss me off is the wrong word. I'm farming my own land as a Giant fan.
Like, are you?
I would be jealous if the Jets go become a playoff team and the Giants feel like they still stink. But
don't forget that the Giants did this exact same thing.
I was going to say that to him, too.
Got a new head coach in 2022.
Yep.
Dabbs wins coach of the year, takes it to the postseason, wins a game. Like, it just felt... it can happen.
And I warn you about this, because you'll look at me like I got 10 heads. Let's say that happens. Mm-hmm. Let's say the Jets pull off what the Giants did, or even what the Jets have done in recent past. I'd go into that offseason saying, I still don't know if this guy's the head coach. It was a great first year. I've seen this before. Saw it from Mangini. I've seen it before. So there's always a skepticism until it's consistent.
This is the first time I will ever say this in my career in broadcasting. It's the first time I am putting aside fandom and who I like and who I don't like for the betterment of my brain. I can't sit through another football season where both of these teams suck and are out of it by October. I can't predict what's going to happen with the Giants. I know they have a tough schedule. If they are going to go in the hole early and our big excitement's Jackson Dart, I can't live through 1-6 Jets.
Before we get back to your calls, are you aware of the 999 challenge?
Yes, I am. Robbie made me aware of
it. Sean, are you aware?
I'm only aware if what Tiki told me in the break is what it is.
Well, then you guys are aware. I mean, he basically told me. So here's the deal, because I've heard about this a few days ago. It's going around like baseball fans. Mm-hmm. It's like a fad. Everybody wants to try it. When I first heard about it, I said, I could do this. This is easy. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized I cannot do it. Here's what it is for anyone in the audience. And there is no baseball tonight, or at least there isn't local baseball tonight. But it may be better to try something like this on a non-local game. So, for example, Maybe Marlins Braves on a Thursday night is the perfect night to do this.
Why non-local?
Well, because the rule of the game.
So you're home?
You're home and you don't care about the actual baseball game. The rule is, in each inning, and you got to get through nine innings, can you have nine beers and nine hot dogs?
So wait, you have to drink a beer and have a hot dog per inning.
Per inning. And that's the way I've interpreted it. Not just get through nine, no matter, you know, I'll do five early and then wait. Like, every inning that goes by, before that inning is over, you need to finish a hot dog and finish a beer.
The beer would be the easy part.
Would it?
For me, it would be.
And my
the
rule,
hot dog would be the hard part, I think.
So the thing about the 999 thing is it's like anything else in life. Like, you can create your own rules to it. So I will give you my rules,
okay.
Yevon and Tiki rules. I think that, okay, so it's the bottom of the first inning. You're still drinking the beer. From the moment the bottom of the first inning ends to the TV coming back for the top of the second, that's your buffer to get it done, to follow the rule.
Right, so if you haven't finished your beer or hot dog,
correct.
As soon as they go to commercial, you got to kill it. You got 3 right. minutes or whatever the
you got 2 minutes, and I think that's a good thing because, like, you don't know when an inning's going to end. Like, the Mets have the bases loaded with one out. You think, oh, I got time,
right.
And then Lindor bounces into a double play.
Right.
So I think you get the 2-minute buffer when the half inning is over to finish the hot dog or beer that you didn't finish, and then you got to start over, and you got to do it 9 times. Now, you're telling me, Teak, you have no problem with the beers. The hot dogs will pit you up?
The beers would be easy.
Easy?
Yeah, because you could drink a beer, half a beer in 10 seconds.
It's 9.
I know.
But I mean, what's going to happen in the 6th inning?
Dude, I can drink. I can drink. It's the eating that would be the problem. Because by 4 hot dogs, I'm probably too full then, and am not going to want to eat anymore.
And the beer's filling
me
up, too.
I still want to drink.
Now, Sean, I assume you're going to give the opposite answer. You can handle the
by
dogs.
By the way, you just pour the beer. So get a glass, pour the beer. It gets rid of the fizz,
right.
the carbon, whatever it is, and it's easier to drink. It doesn't fill you up. Doesn't sit in your stomach full.
That's true.
So that's how you do it.
This is a complicated answer.
Yeah.
Because the way you just laid out the rules, I think both would be impossible for me to do knowing my body. But the beers are absolutely easier. Absolutely easy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't look at it that way.
You don't realize.
You think you could eat 9 hot dogs?
Yes.
You don't realize how gross hot dogs get after like 4 or 5.
But
you have that gag reflex with meat?
I do. I do.
Oh, dude, it's not going to end pretty for you.
No, I didn't say it would end pretty.
I've eaten hot dogs in bulk before. You're underestimating. You start burping. That first hot dog burp you get, everything's off limits.
But keep this in mind, and this is pre-pitch clock, so after pitch clock, it's a little different. Every full inning takes about 20 minutes. You want to say with the pitch clock, it's 17 minutes? Fair enough. 17 minutes between hot dogs? Bro, that's not a problem.
But so the way you laid it out is why it's complicated for me. The way my body would react is if I shut it down for a little bit, like I get the hot dog down and then like I have to wait for the next inning to start.
Your mind is telling yourself you're full.
You're full, exactly. I could get through multiple hot dogs and multiple beers quickly in those first 2 innings. Like, I probably could do 6 dogs, 6 beers before the second inning's over.
Now, I'm sure some people would be okay with that rule.
And then you feel like crap, but whatever.
Yeah, but then I have 7 innings to finish 3 of each.
Yes.
I totally get that, and I'm sure some can play this game with their own rules that say, screw it, you could just do a lot. I don't think that's the spirit of the game.
Yeah.
The spirit of the game is like when you go to Epcot Center and you got to have a beer in each country. You can't have 5 beers in England before you go to Canada.
I get it. But here's how you do this.
All right.
You have a catheter and someone's serving you. So you don't have to get up. You just sit and just whatever.
I can't do that. You want to wee in your trousers at a baseball game?
No, you're home.
Oh, you're home.
You said you do it at home.
The reason I wouldn't suggest this at a baseball game is twofold. Number one, you know, getting home, especially not even if you're just drunk, which is bad enough, but because you could have a designated driver. What about the stomach ache you may have? You don't want to be doing that.
Well, I'm not worried about being drunk. Nobody's drunk after 9 beers.
Are you serious?
Well,
I'd be wasted.
I'm buzzed.
9 beers?
No,
yeah, probably wouldn't be. It depends on what you're drinking.
Exactly.
If I'm drinking an IPA that's 6.7% alcohol, then maybe.
Wow.
I'm drinking a 4% beer,
I'm a lightweight though.
I would never, and nobody should ever drive after that. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm just saying, like, the idea of like stumbling all, but nah, I'd be fine after 9.
Here's the other reason why you can't do this at a game, and you could take your calculator out. What does that cost?
Exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah. Each beer is probably $15.
Robbie, do you know?
Well, isn't there a deal at Citi Field before the game starts? You get the beers for a certain price. It's cheaper, right? So you buy a bunch of beers then. That's
what? That's a deal at Citi Field?
I think up until a half hour before first pitch.
Yeah, but they're not capped. Like they have to open the beers.
Yeah, you buy them in the cups and you carry them. I've seen people doing this on social media. You're carrying four beers in the cups to the seats. And I don't think I think you're wrong about the rules, Evan. I think you could do it in however you want to do it.
No, but I made clear those are my rules.
Oh, okay.
I agree. Yeah. Like every game, it's like there are certain games you play where you create your rules. To me, when I found out about the 999 game, in my mind, the spirit of it is you got to do it within the time frame of the inning. Mm-hmm. I think that makes the game fun. Now, I'm not saying everyone else has to do that, but if we are forming the Evan and Tiki 999 game, that's how it should be played. Right.
The goal is to typically, this is according to AI, consume one hot dog and one beer per inning.
Yes. Now, if you're saying it doesn't matter when you do it, does that make it a little bit easier? Sure. But I don't think that's the fun of it. Mm. It's like when you go to Epcot and you drink the beers. You can't take a beer from England into freaking Germany and wait. No, you got to drink the beer.
That's dangerous, by the way.
Which one?
Drinking around the world.
Oh, dude, I've had some stories.
Hot, too.
It's bad. That never ends well.
It's bad?
Because it's such a mix of different alcohols.
I know.
The heavy ones in Germany.
Oh, it's bad, but it's good, Deke.
Oh, it's great.
It always ends well.
Especially when
but that's why you should have to do it at the ballpark. That makes it so much more fun on a hot summer day.
I don't want to do it at the ballpark.
Also want to score the game and be level-headed.
I do. You're right. That's why I'd have to go to a game I don't care about. But even still, I'd rather do it at home. I was thinking about it. I would try it for a regular random baseball game. Maybe I'd do it for Marlins Braves tonight.
We should do it. Loser of our NFL picks contest has to do it next year.
You want to do that? Has to do the 999 game?
At Citi Field.
All right, fair enough. I'll accept
that. In the Cadillac Club?
Sure.
Then you don't have to pay for it.
I do own a Cadillac now.
And it would be a lot cheaper, like Robbie says. Let's go to Jordan and Beth Page. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
What's up?
So before I jump in, I just want to say, Kiki, my kids wore jersey growing up. They had a number 21, and every night before bed was the storybook about you and your brother.
Oh, I love that. By my brother's side.
Yep. My brother's side. We read it. We had it memorized. Evan, I went to a rival high school. Your school sucked. Just wanted to let you know. And Sean, do not post any more topless pictures of yourself. I'm telling you, unless it's a leak.
What's wrong with my body? What is wrong with my body?
Oh, that's great.
I'll tell you what's wrong with your body. They said it about Hulk Hogan that it was the TV show was Hogan Knows Best, but it should have been called Hogan Grows Breasts. I'm telling you, you are.
Oh, so now a man can't have breasts. Okay.
I saw a belly.
Cups. That's all I'm saying. So this past Saturday, we went to the Met game. It was nine of us who went. I took my girlfriend and all of her kids and my kids. There were nine of us. We were going to do the 999 challenge, all of us. So first, we did the math. We realized it was going to be well over $1,000 for all of us to eat.
Wow.
We also realized that it's not a 999 challenge. It's a 9999 challenge because it's nine hot dogs, nine beers, nine innings, and then each person's barfing for 9 minutes.
That's a fair point. Yeah, it's intimidating.
Yeah.
Now, most people are doing it. Like J.J. Watt tweeted it out recently because he did it in Milwaukee. They're doing it the other way, which is you just got to get it done in nine innings.
Yeah. Right.
I get that. I just don't think that's the spirit of the game. Mm. Like, to me, it's fun to do it in an inning. But according to J.J. Watt, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got seven beers and seven hot dogs done through the first three innings of the game.
I believe that.
Yeah. That's what me and Tiki were saying. I think me and Tiki both could do that.
I probably couldn't do seven hot. I could probably do four hot dogs, but the beers are the easy thing for me.
And but you would rather get it done early?
Yes, do it quick and then kind of slowly like nibble on it. Like choke it down.
To your point, the more beers you suck down, the more hot dogs you'll be willing to eat after the beers.
Right.
You know, kind of soak up the alcohol.
So you think it's easier to do it that way?
Yeah, definitely. Because your body shuts down.
Yeah, I kind of like your rule, though.
I like my
rule. Because it makes it a mental challenge.
Like, I get it that the 999 doesn't necessarily have official rules and everyone's doing it that way. I just think it breaks the spirit of the challenge. You know, by the way, complete opposite. Complete opposite. But I'll never forget when I was talking about, man, I'm out of shape. I got to get in shape. Craig gave me the idea. It's amazing. This fat ass gave me an idea. He said, you should do sit-ups. Or push-ups every inning. Mm. Not that complicated.
No.
And I was like, that's a great idea. And I tried it, And I would get so tired after each inning, I'd be like, I don't want to get up and do this again. But that's the other way to like do the opposite of this.
Of course.
But would you probably say I'll do all the sit-ups in the first two innings?
Well, you can't. I mean, your body just shuts down.
I guess in that case, it's better to wait.
It's better to do it inning by inning.
Yeah.
Because your body kind of recovers. Your muscles like relax a little bit.
See that, Sean, we should do that challenge. The 999 challenge of 9 sit-ups, 9 push-ups.
9?
For every inning.
Okay.
That's 81 and 81.
Here's my thing.
Is that not good, Tiki?
For you.
You'll wow. be burping up hot dogs.
I do 100 sit-ups a day every morning.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I've given up. I'm done with push-ups the rest of my life. Never going to do one again this month. Because I'm tired of doing them. Mm. And every time I go to do them, your form's wrong. Your ass is up in the air. I'm tired of people critiquing my push-ups. So I'm done with them. But I'll do the sit-ups.
Most people do push-ups wrong. But yeah. Your wife is probably right.
It's everybody.
Let's go to Tom in Eatontown, New Jersey. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Evan, how's it going?
What's up,
I love
dude?
The show.
What's up?
Evan, the song you were thinking about, John Franco?
Yes.
Boy from New York City.
That's it.
Transfer.
That's it. Boy from New York City. It was such a lame song.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun,
who
dun,
sang
dun,
it?
Dun, here it is. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Come on. Oh, no.
Is this a Beach Boys song?
Imagine this as an intimidating song.
Now pitching for the Mets, number 45, John Franco.
Oh, God.
He's kind of tall.
That's embarrassing.
This was the song. So for those just tuning in, we were talking about closer entrance songs and the good ones and the bad ones and all that. And I mentioned that I love John Franco, and while he had Johnny Be Good, which was cool, he also had that one. And you guys just heard it. How bad was that?
Is there not another song that's just more badass about a kid from New York City? There has to be.
You'd have to think so.
There has to be.
And I'd have to think also, John didn't pick this. This was clearly a Mets scoreboard operator special of, oh, I got an idea. The cool kid from New York City. It's terrible. Steve's in Peeksville. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Awesome to hear you. Hold on. I'm turning off my radio.
All right, good. That's the way you got to do it. He understands the way sports talk radio works. Thank you.
Love you, too. Love you, Evan. Just wanted to bring some positivity into this day. The Yankees are not out of this. We're going to win a World Series this year. Mark my words.
Wow.
Why do you have such belief? Well, that's a good question. Because we got Judge coming back? No, it really is. I'm reaching, grasping at straws. but, you know, Bednar, he showed up. Camilo, he showed up.
Steve, I like the positivity. I'll help you out. Because while the Yankees are a flawed team, the argument I have made since February with Sean Morash is this, and it remains the same on August 7th. Who is that good? Are the Tigers that good? Are the Blue Jays, who had one hot streak this season, are they that good? Are the Astros, who have not played well for a month, are they that good? Yes, the Red Sox are red hot. Kudos to the Red Sox. Are they that good? So while the Yankees are flawed, and I don't think they're heads and shoulders above any of those teams, I think they're an in the mix. But look at the mix. Are you really that intimidated by the mix? No. You can look at the National League and say, hey, the Dodgers have had their injuries, but they're good. The Brewers, they're good. The Phillies, especially if Wheeler's healthy, they're good. The American League stinks.
I think we've quieted one thing, too. American League's better than the National League.
I don't think so.
We have no fear of the Mets dropping out of the playoffs because there's only 5 good teams.
Well, it depends on how you want to measure it. That's a fair point. If you're saying the length of the American League is deeper, I'd agree with you. I think the top of the National League is a much bigger threat. Like, to me, the talent level of the Dodgers, the Padres, the Phillies, even the Cubs and Brewers, I think is just a lot higher than those American League teams. I agree with you. Like, if you're comparing the Cincinnati Reds to the Texas Rangers, I'll give you that.
Right.
But Dude, the American League stinks.
Okay. I think the American League is much deeper, and I think you're undervaluing how freaking good the Blue Jays are, how good the Astros will be now, and frankly, how good the Red Sox are.
The Blue Jays have had one hot streak.
Well, it went on forever.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I mean,
what was it, 10 games or 12 of 13 or 14 or something
like that? It was a good stretch of about 25 games where they played lights out, but... And I like the Blue Jays. I picked them to be better than you thought. Remember we had that argument?
I agree. I was dead wrong.
But I just think that if I'm calling up Sports Talk Radio the way our last caller did to say, hey, we can win the World Series, which they can. They're not the favorites. I wouldn't bet on it. I think the best argument you have going for you is I don't think anyone's that much better. No. I think it's a fair argument.
So basically, just judge it on everybody else, not the fact that the team can't run the bases, can't field, can't trust Devin Williams.
Right.
The million examples
we have.
The
fundamentals, the things that really matter, are not in the Yankees' favor.
I didn't say...
They're the most flawed of all of the teams you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I agree with that.
Run the bases like drunks.
I don't know if I agree with that. Okay. Because we analyze their flaws every day, and we mock their flaws every day, doesn't mean they're worse than everybody else. Like, their run differential is the best in the American League.
Stop. Mm. Stop.
What happened?
Stop.
That's so...
I am so tired of the run differential, and bring this up. The Yankees mashed in April and May. We have gotten to August. They suck for 2 months, but everybody points to stats that include April and May. That is not the Yankees we've seen of late. Stop it. They beat the freaking Brewers like 23-2.
When was the last time they scored 10 runs?
I don't know.
Exactly.
That made me laugh.
Most runs scored in the American League.
Enough.
I mean, it's true.
Scored 100 runs in one weekend versus the Brewers. It clouded the rest of the year.
And all those guys are no longer on the Brewers.
Yeah. Nestor Cortez started one of those games.
Listen, I'm just giving you the numbers. You don't have to yell at me.
Your numbers suck.
Oh, wait. They scored 12 runs in a loss.
I don't think...
I forgot about that in Miami.
That's right. That was the other day. That crazy drunk game on Friday.
And got shut out the next day.
Are the Yankees winning the World Series, Sean?
No.
But you say no like it's impossible.
It's not impossible, but it's as close to as impossible as a team making the playoffs will be impossible.
Well, I asked you this question...
Do I think they're going to lose in the ALCS? Yes.
Okay. I asked you this question months ago. Tiki gave an answer. He didn't even, like, pause. And I said to you guys, when you weren't confident in the Yankees, I said, cool, totally fine. Like, no guarantee they win the World Series or get to the World Series. Who gets out of the American League? You heaved and hawed. Tiki said Detroit. And Detroit got off to a great start, and they currently lead the American League Central, though that race has gotten tighter.
No, because they're just kind of holding on.
They're holding up. You have said Detroit. I assume you stand by that?
Of course I stand by it.
Sean, who's winning the American League?
The Red Sox.
Come on. You can't believe that.
First of all, I told you the Red Sox were the biggest threat. In March, you mocked me. I told you they weren't going away when they stunk at the beginning of the year. You mocked me.
I did.
And now they've arrived. We will be there. They will be our daddy in 2 weeks when the Yankees play for 4 games. They will win the American League.
I said this last week. I'm not sure if you were here, but I said it last week. I even saved the audio. I'll say it again. The Boston Red Sox are not making the playoffs. There will be a team in the American League that at the time I said we're not thinking of that will take their spot. That team could very well be Cleveland. Because I don't think any of us was thinking about them, especially with the Class A stuff.
No.
That could be the team, but the Red Sox are not making the playoffs despite their hotness lately. Write that down.
What, you want to bet on that?
Yeah, what do you want to bet?
I don't know, but I want to bet that because they're making the playoffs.
Okay.
Well, we'll think of something.
You loser figures... can't leave the room until they complete the 999 challenge.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
I don't think legal is going to agree to that.
Yeah, I'm running into a problem because I got like this liver issue. And my...
Jeez.
I was born with something. The whole thing. And I asked my doctor very innocently. I said, you think I should drink? I'm not a drinker. I don't drink a lot, which is amazing. I got a liver issue. I mean, you make this up. I've never smoked a day in my life. I don't drink. And my doctor said, yeah, you could drink, but I wouldn't. And I'm like, okay, well, based on that answer, I ain't drinking. So I don't think it would be smart to then try to drink 9 beers in an hour. So I didn't lead that when we were talking about the 999 challenge.
Right. It's typical of an Evan. You know, throw something at everybody else that he knows he can't do.
Right.
I have a doctor's note.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We do have football tonight, preseason football. I'm sort of intrigued by Colts Ravens, only to see Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones compete for the quarterback job.
Yes, that's a big one.
Yeah, are you intrigued by that?
I am, only because of Daniel Jones, obviously. But Anthony Richardson had so much potential.
Yeah.
He's six, whatever he is, six and 260 pounds, runs like a 4.4, but just can't quite figure it out.
Yeah.
And so this offseason has been all about actually challenging him for the starting job. And Daniel Jones was given the job, basically, and now he's got to hold on to it. So it's interesting.
And Sean came clean the other day that if Daniel Jones gets this job and succeeds, mm-hmm. it'd piss him off.
I don't know if it would piss me off. I'd actually be happy for him.
That's because you're a nice, sane human being.
No, he's a good kid.
He's a good guy.
Oh, I didn't say I wouldn't be happy for him. Mm-hmm. It would piss me off as a Giant fan that for the second straight year, you would have somebody that left that suddenly was all that stuff bothers me. Now, we lived through the year of Saquon. If Daniel Jones goes and has a big year and leads the Colts to the playoffs, it's going to bother them.
Well, the Colts were almost in the playoffs last year with mediocre quarterback play.
I understand that. But
so what I ask you is, and obviously Giants results will dictate how we feel about Brian Daboll, but I remember last year you, Sean, saying, hey, Jaden Daniels playing really well actually makes me believe in Brian Daboll more because of how much Daves love Jaden Daniels. Okay, cool. If Daniel Jones has a great year and the Colts make the playoffs, would that cause negative feelings towards both Brian Daboll and Joe Shane?
I got to see what Jackson Dart looks like by the time we see him. Like, honestly, that's the truth to the question.
Right. But you won't see Jackson Dart for a while.
And that'd be my answer. You don't see him. Well, he doesn't play a lot. We don't get a good feel for what he is.
Well, if Jackson Dart's not playing a lot, then I'm assuming Brian Daboll's had great success with Russell Wilson, so no, it wouldn't bother.
Well, don't make that assumption because there's no guarantee they're going to rush to Jackson Dart even if the team struggles. I mean, Russell Wilson could play the entire season. It's on the table. If they don't believe the kid's ready and they want to throw him into it.
If they are really bad because of a tough schedule and they are not winning games with Russell Wilson, I have a lot to sell you if you don't think they will eventually play Jackson Dart when they're eliminated from playoffs.
I'm not convinced of it. And even if they do, it may only be a few weeks, so maybe tough to like read on what he is.
We looked at this earlier because the bye week is so late for the Giants. It's 11, 12.
They only have four games left after it.
Right, so it would be the perfect, if the Giants stink and they're whatever, they've won two games at that point.
Right.
It makes sense to just play the kid even if the outcome of the games doesn't necessarily matter.
I'm with you, but if it's those four games and it's just a mixed bag where it's really tough to have a good opinion one way or the other on them, that's how I'm asking you, how would that make you feel about Daboll and Shane if Daniel Jones is great? You're trying to caveat it by, well, how'd Dart do? Well, Dart played four games. Well, you really don't know what he is.
Well, it's only because he's looking to if you got rid of Daniel Jones and you replace him with a guy who's going to be better, then you don't care about Daniel Jones.
I agree. Then it's okay.
Now, if you're replacing him with a guy who's not going to be as good, then that upsets you.
I saw 6 years of Daniel Jones. He's entitled to one good year with the Colts.
It expired here.
My point is, if those last four games, you get the vibes, Jackson Dart's an absolute disaster and Daniel's going to play, I would question that. Mm. If I feel positive about Dart, I'm not going to care what Daniel Jones does.
Let's go to Paul calling from Trenton, New Jersey. You know that's the state capital. What's up, Paul?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, look, I got a couple reasons why I think the Yanks are burnt toast.
Okay. Burnt toast.
The first reason is Cashman brought in four players. Two of them are not even going to play now because they're hurt. One's hurt and one stinks. Then the judgment by this team is so pathetic that it just drives me nuts. Why would you bring Judge back if he could only hit and you're taking Stanton out of the lineup?
What would you do?
Who was it? I'd put Stanton in the outfield and tell him, don't move. Just stand there and let the center center fielder and a second baseman covering it.
I think there's a chance, Paul, that we're going to eventually see that. Aaron Boone is going to be careful about when he deploys Giancarlo in the outfield, assuming Judge can't go to the outfield, because if Judge goes to the outfield, great, let's go. And we saw those videos of him in like lightly tossing.
Right.
But I think he's going to be very careful in the spots he picks, specifically the stadiums he picks. Like, I think Yankee Stadium right field is certainly a spot where we can see Giancarlo. Mm-hmm. So over these games coming up, over the next 6 days against Houston and Minnesota, I think there's a real chance we see Giancarlo in the outfield, and I agree.
Yeah, they don't want to play him there. They said they didn't want to play him on the turf, so that was already their first indicator. I think he's going to play
Texas,
one of these teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's also massive. Their outfit is huge.
That's the big part of it.
Right.
That's why I think stadiums are going to play a role in this. And, I mean, but to ask, like, why would you bring Judge back? Why would you bring Judge back? Because you want him back. Like, Giancarlo Stanton over the last 2 days didn't start. He was a right-handed threat off the bench. We didn't see him off the bench yesterday because Aaron Boone was smart to go to lefty masher Paul Goldschmidt, who's hitting .410 against lefties. So I think
and came through and hit the game-winning home run.
Of course he did. Like, one thing about Goldie, and it's weird because I want him out there for his defense. I know he hasn't been perfect this year, but he's so much better a defender than Ben Rice.
Mm-hmm.
So I want him playing for his defense, but he's so freaking good against lefties and stinks against righties that I kind of like how Boone handled it the other
day. Yeah, well, it puts him in a position where he can get the best out of him without having to play him the whole time.
Right.
Now, the hard thing, and this is interesting because we were talking about this earlier with the Mets and their issue with having too many of these position players, you can just DH Vientos. But he's not a veteran. And he doesn't, the mentality, and I heard after the game, Meredith was talking to Goldschmidt about what's your mentality like just DHing, as opposed to being in the field, being into the game. And he was talking about like taking his swings in the dugout, just simulating it and getting his mind like this was my first at bat of the game, just like I would lead off again. And so his process, because he's a veteran, suits him to be a pinch hitter.
Yes.
The Mets don't have that with a lot of these young kids. It's just like, all right, good luck, dude. If you do well, then maybe you'll get some playing time.
I also think
he's a little bit different.
He's perfect.
100%.
Especially killing lefties. So, like, Saturday they're facing Framber Valdez. It's easy. Of course he should play. He's going to lead off and play. Like, Paul Goldschmidt's splits are not even human.
Right.
Like, it's one thing to say, a guy's hitting lefties or a guy's not, you know, whatever the splits are. He's hitting .410 against lefties. Like, it's not even fair.
Right.
So if you're Aaron Boone, it is a crime if you don't get him at bats against lefties. And what he did yesterday with Garcia was Garcia hadn't faced the minimum yet, the three-batter minimum. Mm-hmm. So when he went to Goldie to pinch hit for Austin Wells,
right,
it was like checkmate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you going to do?
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Right. You can't now take your lefty out. It's good stuff. Zach's in Massapequa. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I love the show.
Appreciate it.
A quick little side note here. So Daniel... Oh, shoot.
Whoa, you okay? Are you all right?
No, people in front of me almost just got into an accident.
Oh, jeez.
I'm on the Southern State. Anyway, so Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley are super different. We already knew that Saquon Barkley was a star after leaving. So it's a bit different when you say, would you be mad that if Daniel Jones has success elsewhere? But what I did call for, I tried the 999 challenge, and oh my goodness, was it tough.
Where did you run into problems?
I failed. So I got to about the fifth inning, and the beers, like you guys said, it's not that bad. The hot dogs, it's intense. Like, it's just too much.
I don't think I can do the hot dogs. I think that's where I'm going to run up against the problem.
Because
I don't eat like that.
No, I get it. For you, yes. Because I have the doctor's note on the whole drinking thing, would you guys accept me accepting the 999 challenge with 9 hot dogs, 9 innings, and instead 9 bottles of water? Would you be good with that?
Would I be good with you hydrating yourself on a hot day? No. You'd have to do something like pretzels.
Well, if you're drinking light beers, you're basically doing the same thing.
I guess.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, would it be an accomplishment? Because you guys are saying the hot dogs are the toughest.
But the bubbles in the beer, you'd have to do sodas.
Just pour the beer in a glass. Make sure you hit the bottom of the glass with the beer.
I'm just saying to you, to me, the hot dog part is the easiest.
It's not. And especially stadium dogs. Like, it's different having a hot dog off the grill. Those are easier to eat. Stadium dogs are not they're thicker.
Right, the skin is tougher.
It's harder to get through.
So it digests a lot slower.
Tuesday night. You free, Sean, next Tuesday?
I actually just talked to somebody. I might be going to the Yankee game Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you want to do it live?
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
It had nothing to do with the 999. I just haven't been to a game I want to get to one of these swing games.
It is so weird. I was going to invite you to the Met game. It's one of those rare nights where they're both home. Mm. They're actually both playing home games on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Look, I love my Yankees. I can go to the Met game.
I was going to say it because we'll do the hot dog part of it. I mean, you could do the beer. How about that? You do the beer, I do the hot dogs. Does that count?
A combined challenge success.
That'll be a fun midnight, honey. I'm home.
A combined 999 challenge. Let's go to Chris in Bergen County. Hey, Chris.
What up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing? I got a question about the 999 challenge because not all beers are created equal.
That's so very true.
Are we talking about the 12-ounce beers that you get at home, or are we talking the 24-ounce ones that you get in the stadium?
Yeah, also, the tall boys would be dead. You'd be dead.
Light fields?
You'd be dead with the tall boys.
Well, some of us. IPAs, too. I mean, you could only go for IPA, you're going to go for a Stella or a Miller Lite.
No, you got to go 4%. You got to go 4.2% or less. By the way, thank you, SNY, for joining us as always. Baseball night in New York is next, I'm assuming. Coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac.
Did you hear Sal was nominated for an Emmy?
Was he? Congrats, Sal.
Apparently, because I was listening to Sal today. He's been nominated for a bunch of Emmys.
That's awesome.
He always loses. The Bill Pito. Mm. True story.
Yeah, Mike Francesa told him they hand out Emmys like candy now. So it's kind of embarrassing. Not
What's funny is, like, I heard who Sal's against. Obviously, Bill Pito's the guy that whips his ass, but he's also against Steve Gelbs. Like, I'm sorry, Sal. I'm on Team Gelbs.
What is the category? Apple.
Say it again.
What's the category? Sports?
I have no idea what
local
the category
is. Sports. Broadcast?
I don't know.
Why do you have more alliance to Gelbs?
Because here's why.
Shut up!
I like Sal. There's nothing against him. I watch every Met game, or at least the ones I don't go to. And so Steve feels like he's a part of the family. Mm. Like, how could I be
You work with Sal.
I see Sal every day.
I know.
Do I see Sal every day?
Kiss my ass.
And you usually ask him, is he in all East Over?
That's true. I stopped that for a few days.
Of course.
It needed a break.
You made a Mets business decision today?
Yeah, I made a business. What, you're saying I should be more loyal to Sal than Gelbs?
Yes, he's quite literally your work family. Yeah.
Why are you guys yelling at me?
Because it's a bad job. You went through a virtual guy you watch on TV most nights over a guy you see every day that you've known forever that you work with.
All right, you know what? I changed my mind. Mm. I endorse Sal Licata for the Emmy. Mm. You're right. You've convinced me.
Yes,
I see him every day. He probably does a better job than Gelbs. I'm just kidding, Steve.
So now you're trashing your family. Yes,
I don't know what to do anymore.
You're in a lose-lose situation.
Do I have a vote in this? Like, can I vote?
No.
It's not a people vote thing?
No.
Then who decides who the freaking Emmy winner is?
The committee.
Who the hell Emmy is the committee?
I have no idea.
The same committee that puts together our moments at the end of the year.
No, is it the same committee?
I guess so.
Wow. Connor was told which Emmy it is.
It's Anchor for Sports TV Program.
Oh, wait a second. So that means Gelbs' Jet postgame. I'm going with Sal.
No, that Pito does deserve that.
For the Knicks stuff?
And the Knicks and Rangers.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pito does a better job than Sal. Kiss my ass. I mean, we're just being real.
I mean, so you're saying Pito is his domination is worthy, is what you're saying.
Just keeping it real.
Still rooting for Sal.
I'm rooting for Sal. Pito's better.
You think Pito's better?
Yeah, definitely.
How many does Pito have?
Sal was saying Pito's beaten him like 3 years in a row.
So he's got at least three.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not enamored by Pito.
When Sal could do the fastest 3 minutes on the ice, you know.
The fastest 3 minute thing is kind of cool, but here's the other problem. And I blame this. See, here's where Sal's going to win. Sal, in my opinion, if I'm being honest now.
If he wins.
No, what my vote is for Sal. Mm. Because I'm being fair now. I give Sal the edge, and you know why I give him the edge?
Tell us.
Because Ross Perot helped him. So let me walk you through this.
Ross Perot?
Remember how Ross Perot took votes away from George H.W. Bush and allowed Bill Clinton to win the election?
Yes.
I don't watch Bill Pito because I watch CP the Franchise. So some may say CP the Franchise is helping Sal win this Emmy, in my opinion, because I don't waste my time with Bill Pito.
But I don't think it's on the number of viewers.
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying my opinion. I don't watch Pito a lot.
Oh, I see.
I'd rather watch CP. So, hence, therefore, in my opinion, Sal Licata deserves the Emmy in a landslide.
True, but I think that Emmy voters are not choosing to watch CP. By the way, congratulations to CP, who just got engaged.
Is that true?
I just saw on social media.
Congrats,
CP, to the soon Mrs.
CP
franchise.
I didn't know that.
Awesome.
Can you do one thing, though, Evan?
Go ahead.
I think you just have to go up to, it's 2:00, go up to Sal and go, Sal, is the Emmy race over?
You idiot loser. Nobody cares what you think.
That's a good idea.
So Sal had Francesa on earlier and tried to goat Mike into crushing Morash.
Did he?
Yes, because it's the end of the interview, so it's wrap-up time. And Sal's like, hey, Mike. And I apologize for not pulling this audio, so I'll do an imitation. He says, hey, Mike, I know it really bothered you when people would say that Clark Schmidt should have gotten 9 innings for the no-hitter. What do you say about that? Now, clearly, if you guys remember, Sean was the one idiot who was yelling and screaming that Clark Schmidt should have gone 9. He made a video. It ruined my Saturday, the whole thing.
But one of the things that he also said was, he's going to get hurt anyways. You might as well have had his moment of glory.
He did say that.
Was proven right.
Mike, on his podcast, destroyed unnamed people that defended or pushed for Clark Schmidt going 9. Literally, Sean Morash was the only guy.
Well, that's why you're a clown. Bye.
And so, Mike hates Sean. He doesn't really acknowledge him, but he doesn't like him.
He hates me.
He doesn't like you. Doesn't like your opinions. I'm not saying he doesn't like you as a person. So Sal knows this. So Sal's like, hey, Mike, what do you think about these idiots who want Clark Schmidt to go 9? Why else is he bringing that up?
And Sal mentioned me by name to Mike in that question. And Mike was clicked to not. Yeah,
Mike would not acknowledge Sean and just said, why are you wasting my time?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, clown, clown.
You're trying to get me to say something. All right, kid.
I don't know Sean. Who's Sean?
He would not bite. Mike is very smart at not biting on things he doesn't want to talk about. So he didn't bite on Morash or Craig were coming back.
No, he didn't.
Those are the two things. Mike ain't touching that.
He did break news that he will not be coming back.
I am not coming back, but I can't tell you about anybody else coming back.
And he also has a box in front of Bill Parcells at Saratoga.
That was good stuff. Good job by Sal. Good job by Mike Francesa. The beautiful thing about this station is you can hit the rewind button or you can download the podcast. So if you missed anything on this show or Sal or anywhere else, it's like magic. We'll come back with your calls, 888-808-1019. It is Evan and Tiki on this Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.